Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie, Pastoral Safe Zones. It's all the rage these days and all the talk on college campuses, places where ideas have traditionally been given free expression, even those that are dangerous or detrimental to national health. Safe zones are now the norm. Ideas deemed offensive to the administration are forbidden expression on the grounds that these ideas might offend or injure the psyche of some of its students. Generally, those ideas deemed offensive are either conservative, Christian, or both. There's been much talk about this, mostly from the conservatives, and how silly it is that ideas can't be expressed for fear it'll hurt someone's feelings who disagrees. Recently, I heard Mike Rowe address what he sees as that problem of being too safe, and I'll provide the link for that in the show notes. It seems so nonsensical to a conservative-minded person to elevate safety to the place of primacy. It seems sensible to we who are conservative that old-fashioned risk and hard work and ethics be those things which are most valued. But it seems to me that we're setting up our own pastoral safe zones right within the fellowships of Independent Baptists. I understand that different places have different emphases. When I began preaching back in the 1980s, I would attend the fellowship of the Oregon State Baptist Bible Fellowship almost every month. This group of pastors was mostly older than I was. They seldom brought their families to the meetings, and they were generally encouraging, "you can do this" sort of guys. But they had pretty high expectations. They would not support a church planter who worked a secular job, and they demanded that those that they did support demonstrate that they knocked a certain number of doors weekly. Support would only last 6 months or sometimes a year. That was it. They expected a church planter to be self-supporting by then. One time, a man who had been at his church plant for three or five years, can't remember which, asked for help. One of the more outspoken preachers told him that if he had not built a self-supporting church in that time, he ought to go out and get a real job. There were some pastors who quit attending the fellowship meetings because of that preacher's harsh words. I would less frequently, but often, attend the meetings of the Washington State Baptist Bible Fellowship. This group of pastors was generally younger. They often brought their families to the meetings, and though they were more likely to acknowledge the hardships of church planting, they were very challenging doctrinally. I quickly learned to say little about my own doctrinal position and listen closely to theirs. These guys would eat your lunch if they discovered you didn't believe exactly as they did. They would assign a preacher every month to preach a message on Baptist doctrine just to make it clear what they believed and keep those who didn't believe as they did from trying to get support or gain a foothold in their group. Honestly, though I attended the meetings of those two fellowships very frequently, I often went home bruised and hurting. These were not so safe zones. They were church growth zones. They were places where I was challenged, held accountable, and provoked spiritually. These days, I see a completely different mentality at fellowship meetings. Young preachers who have been testing their wings, reading materials written by well-known Protestants as opposed to Baptists, and criticizing the men who laid the path out before them. Too often, they have been given the lead in the fellowships before they have had time to become established in their own faith. And they get offended when a more seasoned pastor challenges some of their practices. Now, this would be disheartening enough, I think, except some of the more seasoned pastors are encouraging them. They see no problem with the younger preachers stretching themselves beyond the bounds that were given them. They view those who call for holding the line wild-eyed. In effect, they tell the old path men to provide for the younger preacher safe zones at fellowships. They don't want us to risk offending the younger men by urging them to keep the doctrines and the practices right where we put them. They're sure to make the disclaimer that the important things should not be moved, but it seems to me that they're very careful not to give any details about what they have deemed important. They keep their own message of caution well within the walls of safe zones. Here's the problem. The corrupt nature of man, even of preachers, will always lead them away, not toward holiness. Without challenging their new directions, without at least attempting to pull them back, if we don't risk offending them, they will certainly drift into unsafe territory. All the safety zones ever do is leave people unprepared for danger. 35 years ago, I learned that as the world gets more evil, the churches slide toward the same evil, maybe just 50 years behind the world. Anymore, it seems like the older preachers have become afraid to warn the younger preachers to try to reverse the trend instead of giving in to it.
Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.